Have you seen the state of her body? If I beat it, I ain't wearing a Johnny. Adiola, wanna roll with a geezer. Is it me or the lifestyle, sweetheart? Actually, I don't give a shit. I'm a rapper, and I might as well live in it. She smoke up in my hotel, billing it. You can do what you like, darling, hardy, don't give a F. Still get brain while I smoke cigarettes. White boy wasted, coke get a wet. But my big brown in love roll with a zest. I'm an English boy, but I'm so bloody lit.
Here we go, we got the whole squad. Whole squad ready. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Hey!
Yo.
Change my view to gallery. There we go. Now we got everybody.
Wow.
What's up, guys?
Coop, I see you've got the same haircut that literally every 20-year-old has on TikTok. Well done.
How do I see all of you?
I got my flow going.
Damn. I agree. They stole the look from you.
Coop, I agree.
Coop, you look like Bryce Hall.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly everyone has that fucking
bro, you look exactly like Bryce Hall, bro.
you're dick for saying that.
No, he does. No, Coop doesn't look like Bryce Hall. Bryce Hall looks like Coop. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Bryce Hall's got nothing on you, though. You're so cute.
You're just mad because you have no idea who we're talking about. And I'm with it. I'm hip. And I'm with the kids.
You don't want to.
You actually don't want to know. The guy is a bona fide clown.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't. You're in the right for not knowing.
Speaking of clowns, yeah. welcome to Shut Up Stein. I'm your host, Stein, and I'm joined by Toast, who's in a sick knee bucklers jersey. What's the story behind that jersey, Toast?
Came from MAW week one. Me and Cam swapped some jerseys.
Wow. And which jersey did you give him?
I gave him the Phenoms one from last year.
Wow. No Savvy jersey, okay.
No, I already gave that one away, too. I gave that to Taco last year for
Oh, the Taco Garage is sick. I can't lie. Well, we are gathered here today because I didn't have a guest planned. I was like starting a brew in my head. I was like, what should I do? Who should I bring on for this next episode? And then out of the blue clear sky, who should text me but the man himself, Cooper Ruckel, talking about I have a big announcement that I want to make. And I said, okay, that's awesome. Come on anytime. I'll find somebody to pair you with. And then he said, oh no, I already got someone you can pair me with. And that is, of course, our second guest, Danny Haverty. Welcome back, fellas.
Thank you for having me, man.
All day. Habs, how you doing? I see you got a Tui jersey in the background. Is he frozen?
It looks like it.
Okay, there we go. I thought he was just cheesing it real hard.
Does he have bad connection right now? He's frozen again.
He might. He's dipping in and out. I think he might disconnect and then reconnect, but that's okay.
Check this out. What do you think of that, Coop?
Whoa, is that an anklet?
Nice. What is that?
Toasted the Coop anklet. That's sick.
Oh, yeah. That's hot. That's super hot.
Sick. Yep.
Things are happening,
bro. All right, now we got Haverty back. Habs, I see you got a Tui jersey in the background. How we feeling?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We got the Tui, we got the costume, we got the Tony Parks jersey out here.
Wow. I love Tony.
Tony Parks.
We got everyone. We just gotta get the coop.
And that is, of course, the big announcement in question. It was already leaked. I'm only a little mad about it. I understand how you prematurely creamed in your pants about it. I'd probably do the same. I can't blame you. So,
some things are too good to wait.
Well, that's fair. So, Coop gonna be joining the High Roller squad. So, can I get a final updated roster? I feel like the High Rollers roster has been in flux for like the last 2 months. What is the roster?
Well, right now we got it's partly classified, Stein. It's partly classified.
Oh my
Coop knows the roster. Coop knows the roster, but me, Coop, Tui, Tony Parks, Ryan Patnode, and Dylan Kosta, there's six. There's only going to be five at UWIFs, but those are the six. So
what I'm hearing is that there's some guys competing for some spots, and then
the UWIFs roster is fine.
Oh, okay.
But we got
things are a little different so that you can have depth for MAW, and then there are five and 100%. Only five people. I imagine Coop is one of those five people showing up for UWIFs.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So now we've got the core. The core for this. This is kind of like it. Sort of like a big three situation with Habs, with Coop, with Tui, three of the hardest throwing, younger wiffle generation type guys looking to really make their mark. Habs multiple deep runs back to back to back every year, making it to the Elite Eight, to the semifinals, getting real close, but no cigar. Coop, you had some deep runs yourself for someone especially so new to the game. What do you feel like you can add to this roster?
Well, 2021 is about proving who Cooper Ruckel is. And I think I have a lot to prove, especially since last year I kind of shit the bed. Or I did okay. I could have done 10 times better than what I did. And I really think I'm really starting to focus on developing my arsenal as a pitcher. And I really am trying to develop my hitting skills as a batter for fast pitch. And I really think I'm just going to add a big flame to this team, because that's what I bring to the table. I like it high energy. I love screaming and yelling. And I know that Haverty is the same way. I've seen Tui play a lot. He seems like he's the same way, so I can't wait to play with Tui. And then the other guys, you know, I don't know him very well, but all I hear is good things from him. So, just can't wait to get out there. And I think I'm going to add a younger and just a want-to-win type of feeling on it. Or do anything we can to win, you know?
All right. Okay. It's looking good. And, you know, like you said, I mean, there were some injury rumors. And then, of course, if you compare your 2019 performance, which is one of the better pitching performances at a national tournament, to last year, I could imagine how you would be a little upset with yourself. Let me ask you this, and then I got a couple of questions for Haverty. The biggest issue that it looked like you encountered at nationals last year was that you just couldn't, that clean ball, it just wasn't there. It was just tough to control. So you kind of on the spot switched to scuff ball, and it was effective enough to get you past the meets, but of course that won't get you past C4. That they're just gonna hit that. So are you working on a scuffed arsenal, or are you just polishing off that clean ball so good that it's not gonna fuck up again? Where are we at?
I'm working on both, actually. Luckily in Texas Wiffle, you can have any type of ball, as many balls as you want on the field. And so I'm going to be switching it up from clean balls to scuff balls. And I hope when I get to UWIFS, I'll be able to throw a different ball at each inning if need be, or each different game, or I could just be able to have more than what I've ever had before. I want to at least have 5-6 pitches with a scuff, and I want to at least have 3 or 4 with my non-scuff is what I'm hoping to do. I've been working on it this whole year. I played in a medium pitch tournament in Austin with Nick Martinez a couple months ago. Went down there, no cut balls, so it was all just, I used a nice scuff ball, no cut, and medium pitch, and I was just figuring out pitches, placements and all that stuff, and I rolled through that whole tournament. It felt good, arm was feeling good, so yeah, I'm super excited. And yeah, so I hope that I can have both balls in my pocket.
Literally both balls. All right, so a lot of work to be done and a lot of space to do the aforementioned work. Now, I'm going to turn my attention to Haverty. The High Rollers have struggled a little bit in the early goings here. I think that this was a highly hyped team. I'm looking for an MAW appearance where they go deep. Tell me about what's been going on the team in recent weeks here that you felt like Cooper was the proper addition.
So, I mean, week one was it. Let me break it down by weeks. Week one was, it was tough. Like, we played our matchups. We kind of got like a good draw. So our only real tough game was Earl. So we played our draw. We threw Noda to Earl, who pitched a really good game. We were in that game the whole time, and it just we lost. It was 1-1. We were facing a fresh whitener. We got our hits. We got base runners. It was just a good, like, experience game. And then our third game, we're on the brink of elimination. And Tui can pitch about as good as anybody can pitch ever. Had 15 batters, 15 strikeouts, and we just couldn't score for him. And we lost, and we didn't make it. So that's how week one went. And anyone who's played competitive wiffle ball knows that as much as it sucks, sometimes that's just how a tight game goes. Someone hits a home run, and that just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And that home run was, man, I saw the video of that home run. Like, someone described it to me before I saw it, and then I watched it, and I was like, wow, somehow the description wasn't dramatic enough. I mean, it was like a full ass out, eyes closed.
It was.
Did he have anything to say about that swing after the game?
I think they did an interview about it, like those three. But dude, I was so like checked out. Like, damn, I can't believe we're out of this tournament already. Like, I didn't even look at any of those interviews. But I mean, that was nothing on Tui. Went five innings against Cam Smith, is a good pitcher. But I mean, we had base runners every single inning. We had hits a few times throughout the game. Like, we really should have capitalized. So it's not Tui's fault. You face 15 batters, you have 15 strikeouts. It's not on you. So I mean, in week two, so we lose that week. It is what it is. Week two, we're going in, and we made the playoffs. So we have a play-in game against Earl. I'm pitching well. I feel really good. I'm throwing really hard. And we get to the sixth inning, and something just, you know, it hurts a little bit in the arm. Then it starts hurting a little more, and then it hurt a little bit too much, and I came out of the game. And it's new to, like, the MAW guys, but, like, dude, I've dealt with this arm injury for a little bit. Like, this shit happens where, you know, you get through it. It sucks at the moment because we had to pull in Tui, who wasn't fresh at the time, and he came in and unfortunately let up a walk-off home run. But it's not on him. He came in a really tough spot. And me and him, it was a two-inning playing game that went six innings.
Yeah, that's
so it was bases loaded every inning, and me and him were just going back and forth, and no one was giving an inch, and sometimes that's just how it is. And then the last MAW event last weekend, which kind of wraps off this long answer, but we got another tough draw, and we didn't get it done. We went 1-2. Tui pitched unbelievable, but we just didn't score enough to get into the playoffs. It is what it is. But
all right. So now you're starting to paint a picture for me now, because I mean, I had heard that you pulled yourself, didn't know that there was a lingering arm issue. So, like, as I hear this, I mean, we all know that Coop struggled with injury last year. There were rumors floating around about that. Now it sounds like, you know, you may have gotten a little inflammation knocked around there. Tui appears to have a steel arm, and you know, we'll see how the rest of it goes. But I am now a little bit nervous because there's a lot of season left to play. And, you know, arguably the two most important players on the team have both been battling injury. I don't know, Toast, how are you feeling about this as somebody who has dealt with injury yourself?
It sucks. My arm hurt for forever. And then it just went away. So, I mean,
wow.
Nothing you can do about it, really. You go out there, you got a chance to hurt them every time. Because your arm hurts. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, but my arm hasn't stopped hurting since, like, 2013, so.
Yeah.
And I barely even play.
And I'm old now, so everything hurts even more. It hurts so much more.
I'll tell you this, this episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Purple Mattress. Get yourself a Purple. It's worth the obscene price.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fixed all my lingering back pain. Purple Mattress.
Okay.
Sure. So I'm curious to see, well, first let me ask you this, Coop. Are you planning on making it up to the Northeast area anytime before UWIFS, or is this going to be a straight up UWIFS only endeavor where you hop on this team and just see how far you can ride it?
Not sure yet. We were actually in the talks of it today about what would go down during the summer. I don't know if I would be able to come up at all during the summer this year. There's a chance I could. I don't know if I will be able to, but Have really wants to try to make it down to Texas, which I'd be good with. But, you know, if it plays out how we just play straight up, that you know, I'm not terrified of that. Because I have a real good relationship with Haverty, and we've wanted to play with each other for ever since we met each other 2 years ago. And I just
guys think playing with each other.
I think that even if I go in straight up, just straight UFs, I think the connection there is going to be good as ever anyway. And I think me and him will be able to work together, and I'll be able to filter in with these guys like they know how to play with each other. I think I'm a good teammate to have on the team, and I think I can work with most people. And so I don't think it'll be a problem for me or for any of my teammates if we just go straight UFs and no playing before that.
Okay. So guys, good with people. Speaking of being good with people, I got to hold you accountable for something you said, boy, over a year ago now, in your first time on the show, Coop, I asked you, you know, what are your plans after your big, you know, your big performance? And you were like, well, one of the things that I really want to make sure I do is stay with Nick Martinez. It now looks like that will not be happening. Tell me a little bit about what's going on there. Is Nick revamped? Because I don't know if the Bronx Royals are going to be at UWIS. I don't know what the deal is with that. What is the situation with Nick and his exploits? I mean, we could have him on the show, but you're the one in the seat right now. So
Nick and the Bronx Royals will not be participating this year in UWIS.
Wow.
Nick has a lot going on with his work stuff. He's also getting married this year.
What?
And there's also a chance he'll be out of the country working by the time UFs is around. And so me, him, and Rob were together until probably about 2 weeks ago is when it kind of like fell apart. Nick was just texted me and Rob, guys, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it this year. And I don't want to hold y'all back, so I want y'all to go. And if y'all stick together, that's great. But if y'all don't, that's good as well. But he didn't think he was going to be able to make it. And then about 3-4 days ago, he confirmed that he was just out this year. And so, I just texted both of them. I was like, because I ended up texting a couple guys, and Haverty was the first guy I texted because, you know, I thought Haverty would get me on his team for sure. And ended up working out that way. And I just told him, you know, if I could be back with the Bronx Royals next year, that'd be great too, because, you know, I love playing with Nick. Nick's a great guy. He's my bestest wiffle ball friend I have. There's no bad, like, beef between us. We're still great friends and everything. He's just out this year, and he doesn't know if he'll even be able to play next year because he has so much going on. Which is good for him in some aspects, but also sucks for him at the same time. But I also went out and made sure that I could get on a team that's going to be competitive and has a shot at winning the whole thing.
That's fair.
And I think the High Rollers can do that for me.
I'll say two things. One, I didn't know that Nick was going through all of that transition. I mean, I can identify with that as somebody who had to move 2,000 miles away from the Whiffs for 4 years. And then after it was all said and done, still living 2,000 miles away from it. It's rough when you have to choose real life over Whiffs, and it's never fun. But the communication seems to be there between the two of you guys, which is, of course, very important. The other thing I'll say, Coop, is that, you know, Haverty's a guy to text. I don't blame you for texting Haverty. You could have also texted Millsy. Everybody loves Way Too Beautiful. I'm just saying. We currently have four, considering getting a fifth. So, you know, you text Haverty, you text Millsy. It is what it is. I'm not going to tell you who to text. I'm just giving you your options.
I've been talking to Coop for like 2 years.
That's good. Yeah. Me and Haverty have always been texting each other at least probably monthly for the past 2 years.
For 2 years, I believe that 2 years ago, Coop, weren't you 17 2 years ago? Technically, those are grooming behaviors.
Whoa.
Those are grooming behaviors, Haverty. Wow.
Don't judge a man by who he texts, you know?
Oh yeah, man. I'm fucking pumped for you, Woods, though. And I'm super excited to be playing with Way Too Beautiful.
Yeah, you're gonna love it, Stein, dude. It was unreal. You're gonna
That atmosphere
fits you perfectly.
We'll see about that. I told the cooks I said all I want is an audition, just an audition to sing the anthem, and if I'm not fortunate enough to participate it, I would like to commentate the championship game. Those were my two requests. Toast is shaking his head no. I don't know why you would even shake your head no. We all know that I'm the best commentator that the game has to offer, and that, you know, I got the pipes for it.
False.
I can hang. True.
False.
True.
Archer on the trumpet.
Look, if you're going to choose Archer over me, you're never going to hear me complain about that. All I'm saying is Archer would do a duet with me.
I'll take Prentice.
Wow, Prentice.
I'll take Prentice. He's a gamer. You never know what he can come up with. National Anthem.
Never heard him sing, but I feel like he could do it if he had to.
No, he sang the National Anthem at our yard.
Prentice did?
Yeah.
That's fucking sick. That's what I used to do. He unknowingly took the torch from me. That's sick.
Yeah, he did like 2 years in a row.
Wow, that's sick. Good on him for that. Yeah. I support it. So I think it's going to be a sick time. I think that this High Rollers team is looking extra sick given the current situation. I guess we should move on. We kind of talked a little bit about, you know, the possibility of Coop coming up. Seems like, that might not happen. Habs, you said you might go down to Texas. Here's the question that I'm going to ask, and Toast is going to be furious with me for asking this question. When the fuck are you coming out to Vegas to play? That's what I want to know. What's it going to be? Coop, you have an excuse.
Yo,
not 21.
This dude, Gannon, is Wildstein.
Dude, he traveled back and forth for both yards.
So listen to this, Stein. So I had this is off topic, but I had a double on whenever MAW was Saturday. I had a double on Saturday that scores a run. Mm-hmm. Gannon is trying to convince me and every single person at the field that there's such thing as a dirty double.
He won't
let it go, Stein. He won't let it go. Like, I hit this double and I'm like, yeah, that scores a run. And he's like, no, it was a U.S. rule. It was a U.S. rule. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. I didn't read the U.S. rule book like that. I don't know. But he's like dead set. He stops the game, gets the cooks, playing his case to the cooks. Like, this was like a 20-minute thing.
And then?
It's on video. It's on a Facebook live stream.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. There's no such thing. The cooks said there was no such thing.
The cook said there was no such thing. So I can explain that. He's confused.
There's no such thing.
Because Gannon is confused because he's been living in a shed that only locks from the outside, breathing in like the animal fumes. And like, don't get me wrong, like the compound is a sick place, and Gannon actually has a pretty nice setup. But breathing in those compound fumes will confuse you. And in the PLW, there is such thing as a dirty double. That's exactly what it sounds like. It limits the advancing to two bases. It is one of those rules that will eventually fade out of existence. It is there because...
It makes no sense.
It's there because the at least the plurality, if not the majority, of players in PLW are straight up amateurs. So it's like, you need to cater your rules. They're never going to cater their rules to us. I mean, maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the line, you'll see rules that are catered toward professional players. But at the moment, it's still so young that, like, I think the idea is stupid, but in the context of such a new league, I get it and I understand it. And, you know, I will continue to lobby against it. But that doesn't mean that they ever have to get rid of it. So that's what Gannon was confused because he's been playing and huffing pig shit.
Right. No, I don't mind it like in your own league, and like if it's like a local league, like they have their own rules. But like he was trying to make it off like that. I don't think you'll find anyone that agrees that should be a fast pitch rule or an MAW golden stick rule. Like that makes no sense. At a like really competitive level, to have like the double not be anything but a double.
Well, the way I see it is conceptually, the only situation in which a double advances a runner two bases is when it's a ground rule double. So, for example, If somebody hit a ball and it rolled, I don't fucking know if it literally, if it bounced and went over the fence, maybe you could plead that case. But that is, that just doesn't happen in whiffs. I don't think I've ever seen that happen in whiffs. And the idea that a fielder touching the ball and then the ball hits the wall would somehow only prevent the runner, you know what I mean? It would only make the runner go two bases. I feel like if anything, if I fielded the ball and then it went past me and hit up against the wall and then I had to go run back and get it, that might be a fucking triple. Like that might end up being a triple in baseball. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
So it's like, again, it's a rule that is specifically designed because the fielders and who the fuck is that guy?
That's my friend Logan.
That was a very Conor McGregor moment for me. Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
But yeah. So the rule is catered to, you know, players who just don't have a lot of hours on the field fielding, and I think it will eventually go away over time. But if it doesn't, you know, hey, that's the rule in that league. But I don't think you can catch the Cooks making that rule. I don't know, Toast. Have you ever heard of the Cooks talking about dirty doubles?
Never heard of it. Didn't those guys from POW go play in a fast pitch event here recently?
Do we want to talk about that?
I don't know. I heard a little something about it.
Woo! Okay, so we can talk on it real quick. Not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before. We went to go play fast pitch in Maccabi's tournament, and it was a really good turnout. There were 8 teams, fairly decent parity, all things considered. Guys were willing to play as a 2-man to spread the number of teams out. It was a good thing. And we had Taylor on the show a couple weeks ago. He was the MVP of my league, and he's like, I can't wait to go down there and just rake everybody off the field. And I was like, I don't know, man, like let's just like focus on like, you know, putting good at bats together. Woo, this boy showed up. He went 0 for his first 11. It was tough. I mean fast pitch is so different. Fast pitch scuffed from medium unscuffed yellow bat to fast pitch. Like, he walked up to me and he was like, I don't know what's going on, man. Like,
MAW's two strikes time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he walked up to me and he was like, dude, you don't understand. Like, he's like, when I slump, I go 1 for 4. I don't go 0 for 11. And I was like, welcome to the show. I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, it's bad. And I've said this before. Anytime you show up to an event and I'm the best hitter on the team, we're going to lose. Like, I'm not a great hitter. I'm an okay hitter. I would consider myself a slightly below average hitter and a slightly above average pitcher. That's how I put myself. But when I'm the only guy producing offensively, it's tough. So I think that it was a good moment for the PLW guys to watch two of their better hitters show up and just get completely dumbfounded for 4 games. The good news about Taylor is, you know, I was talking to him about it. He was like, I want more. I want to see more at bats. I want it. I'm going to figure this out. So that's a good thing. I think he needed it, and I think it's going to help him grow as a player. So
who won that tournament?
Who won that tournament? Sylvie.
Then Sylvie won. Yeah, he texted me immediately after, of course.
Sylvie, Cologne, and Will Marshall.
Wow, love that.
I think they're going to.
And also, Will Marshall was pitching on one leg. I've never seen that much gauze wrapped around someone's leg before. He has a torn ACL or something like that, and he was still pitching.
He looked good though. Yeah.
Yeah, he hit the big home run.
They might add Jimmy. It might be a UF team.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
Wow, that'd be kind of a sick team. I mean, all I'm saying is, I raked Will off the field, but you know, he was
off the field or.
Well. I mean, I think I went.
Oh, so what you think? I went off the field.
I went 2 for 3 with a walk, and you know,
did y'all win that game?
We did not win that game. We lost that game.
No fucking matter.
That sounds like you raked him on the field.
Yeah,
I raked him while he was on the field, and then we walked off the field. Is what happened.
Yeah.
Who was pitching that game? I think Gannon was pitching that game, and he. Oh no! The other PLW guy, Dodos. He started that game, and I think he walked the bases loaded, and then Gannon came in, and he walked in like 2 runs, and then got out of it, and then they scored another run somehow, and then I had a 2-run home run, and that was the end of the game.
Hate to
say it. Like I said, if I'm the best offensive player on your team, it's not going to be a deep run. When I'm the worst offensive player on your team, things are going to go well. That's how I would categorize it.
So what you're saying is you're a bad player.
Yeah, well, you know, teach their own. I'm just excited to be playing with Millsy and Crosby and Skip 10 years to the day. The 10-year anniversary of the PA Dead Eyes, which was my fast pitch debut. So it's a very nostalgic thing for me.
It was a fun team, too. Great guy.
It was a very, very fun team, aside from the fact that Connor was also on that team. That subtracted from the fun. But ironically, that was when Connor was at his best.
Connor's making a serious case for being a good player this year.
I've heard he's been pitching quite well.
DNAP said he's pitching well. I mean, if DNAP's saying someone's pitching well, usually they're pitching well.
Yeah, that's a trusted news source, folks. Wow.
Yeah. He has been pitching well. It's just a matter of can it translate to the three strike situation. But he's been pitching really well in MAW.
That's a good point.
And anyone who denies that is just wrong. Wow. He's been pitching really well in MAW.
Wow, sick. Sick. I mean, I wish I had fast pitch out here. I fucking miss it. I was actually thinking about going out and having a bullpen now, but I did shoulders. So I don't know if I want to do shoulders and then throw a fast pitch bullpen.
Look at those things.
Hmm?
I said, I can tell. Look at those things.
Oh, yeah. My traps are just as the sheep. Yo, I went to the Padres game. So, like, you know how people have been doing that at baseball games? I went to the Padres game and they did, like, there was like a whole orchestra of people going, sheesh. It was actually pretty cool. It was cool for like 2 or 3 minutes and then it was loud.
The Padres, though, they're so good.
The game that I went to was the worst game. I think I saw 8 walks in 4 innings.
Wow.
Yeah, there were like 8 walks in 4. Terribly boring. But the stadium is beautiful and the food is great. So, love me some San Diego.
Parks are beautiful. Should pick up Bob.
Bob is a free agent. I don't know. I don't know. Can Bob stomach playing? Can Bob stomach playing with Stein?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Bob's a great teammate, though.
Bob's a great teammate.
I have played on Bob's team once, and the one time we played together, we did win a tournament. So
there you go.
There you go. Hello. But Carfo is also on that team. Bob. Man, where's Carfo?
Bob's a great guy.
Where the fuck is Carfo?
Bob will look great in paint.
Yeah, those like Miami Beach, like Miami Vice style, like way too beautiful uniforms. Bob would look nice in those uniforms. Bob, if you're listening, and I know you're not, possible partnership in Bob,
Does Bob still have his luscious flow, or did he cut it?
Yeah, he's got it like slick back now. It's not as long as it used to be. It's more business now.
Yeah, it's no longer wannabe Niff Man. Now it's, more like American Psycho.
Yeah.
Also, Bob, I would say Bob, underrated hitter. You don't really talk about Bob as a good hitter.
He went clutch for us, and you whipped last year against the Meats.
There you go.
Better pitcher
than you would think, too. You know.
Not against me, but I guess against most, perhaps. Bob and I have career averages of 800 against each other. We just can't get each other out. It's crazy. Well, shit. We got a few minutes left. I don't know, Toast. Is there anything you wanted to ask our guests? Because I'm all out of questions.
So what are y'all doing hitting wise? Are y'all gonna hit 5? Y'all gonna hit 4? What's going on with that?
Depends on the game, honestly. You know, the U.S. Format is a little interesting. You got to read it over a couple times for sure to like figure out what's going on. But you know, if there's games where we bat 3. Then that's a thing. But everyone who comes to UFs is going to get at bats because you're traveling, like you're coming to this national tournament. Like this is my first full year, like leading the team. I'm going to make sure like Noder, Coop, like you guys, if you're here, we're going to, at some point during the tournament, you're going to get at bats because it's a long ride to like just say we're sitting 3. In a really big game, we're going to cut down the lineup to our best hitters, our best options to win the game for sure. But people are going to hit 100%. You're not coming and not hitting. We're going to find a spot.
I think the main thing is just letting guys know what the deal is. Like, I'm going through that right now on my PLW
team. Right.
Like, we have a roster of 10. We have the maximum roster of 10.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Yeah, and 4 of them are a family. So we've got my boy Al, his father, Big Owl. And then his 2 brothers are now playing in the minor league, the Taco Tuesday League, as minor league affiliates of ours. And we had like 4 guys who couldn't make it today, so they're making their debut tonight. at 7 o'clock Vegas time. So if you got nothing to do, I would stream it. It's you know, the production quality is unmatched. But yeah, so they'll be making their debut. I'll be watching very closely. And so I talk with our coach regularly, and I tell him, like, hey man, like, if you want me to be the guy who delivers that message of, you know, we're only going to be batting five in the playoffs, I'll do it. And so at this point, we're just kind of feeling it around, but it is a similar problem. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, in UWIFs, you can be pitching but not have to bat, correct?
Right, right. So we could pitch, per se, like, we could pitch Tui and bat, me, Coop, and Costa. Mm-hmm. We could, that could be a thing. But we, mm-hmm. but the thing is, you would lose a fielder, so you could only bat. You could only field three. You couldn't. Oh. You can't field four, yeah. So if you're going to sit someone, you do lose a fielder, which is like, our team is young enough where I'm really confident with any three of us and even Noter being in the field versus in a three-man lineup. Like any three yeah. of us, me, Coop, Tui, we're all young. We can get the balls. Noter.
I don't even think it's about that. I think if you think about the nature of the team, right? Like, are you like me? I make my living off of weak contact and big strikeouts. Like, that's how I see myself as a pitcher.
Right.
But
right.
between like you, Coop, and Tui, we're talking about a lot of strikeouts. So the question is,
exactly,
need that fielder.
Exactly.
Is the fielder worth
right.
the reduction in at bats? And
right. You know, I mean, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. If someone makes solid contact against me, Cooper,
it's going out.
Tui,
yeah.
It's probably going to be a home run.
Yep.
You like, I think Johnny showed us that best. And like Stant, when he hit a home run off Cooper, like if you barrel up against someone throwing hard, it's going to go where it goes to go.
Coop made a face when you said that. I think Coop still thinks about that.
I mean,
Stant
dude, Coop,
home run.
Coop. Yeah, no, I know. But I mean, Toast, you've been taken deep before. You can throw your best pitch. If someone, look at Tui's home run against the Great Lakes.
Didn't even require a swing.
Taken deep by Kenny this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you make contact and someone's throwing 90, there's a good chance you're in a good spot. So yeah. There's a lot of strikeouts. I don't think we need the extra fielder if we're going to bat three. I trust Tui, Cooper, and Noter in any game. Seriously. I mean, despite our MAW record, like, we're still good. We're going to make the playoffs, all good. But, like, we've lost five games in extra innings.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, extra innings in MAW is right away bases loaded. And three of those games we lost on walk-off walks.
Yep.
So it's
tough.
Not like we're getting
that's
hit.
Tough.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, because I had a very similar run in 2014 with the Crusaders, we showed up to like every single Golden Stick event and we like lost brutal, brutal loss after loss after loss in all of them. And we showed up to Nationals and we played sick and we made it to the semis. And then, of course, you know, Connor completely blew it against Norris. But that
I mean,
is
can you
it
blow
is.
It against Norris, though?
Man, I walked out there and I just, all I told him was like, because
nah,
like,
Connor probably blew it.
I mean, he was one game deep. But like, I just walked out there and I was like, hey man, just remember, don't overthrow and don't throw pitches that you think you have to throw. And he was like, I know what I'm doing. And then he immediately gave up like five runs. Like, just
well, I think
one,
I think
he made
one
out
of like, one of the reasons Connor's having such a breakthrough year right now for Earl is because they're pitching him against the right teams.
Mm-hmm.
Minus like juggernauts, like those are good wins for him. They're not pitching Connor to the dogs are the dogs, and like they're getting him the good matchups and having him win the game so Ham can take the hard load.
That's the real move. Good
on Ham's arm. Yeah,
yeah,
they're playing
the move.
Right. They're letting Connor beat the teams Connor knows he can beat.
Yeah.
And Styles too. Styles has been a huge add, and that's why they've been
so
doing
I hear.
So, good.
So I hear. All
it's
right.
Not,
well,
it's yeah, it's not like Connor's been throwing 12 sixes and striking everyone out.
That's a good point. That's a good point. And on that note, we have less than a minute remaining. Last time we got cut off, so I don't want to do that. Let me thank my guests, Cooper Ruckel and Danny Haverty. Thank you for coming back on the show. It's been a pleasure, fellas.
Thank you for having me, man. Go High Rollers.
Thanks, Stein. High Rollers.
All day, all day. Well, that's going to be it for this one, for Toast and myself. Next time, I don't know who we're going to be talking to, but we won't be fucking.
Peace.
Still up on the roads, could've left. Still chatting to my bros on the tech. Fuck that man, I don't give a F. What you wanna get? Smoke cigarette?
English girl named Fiona. African girl Adiola. Body your
body shaped like cola. Back up, here, come closer.
Look, hold up. I think I know it. I don't like a tone, girl, talk a little low. Nigga get shot for smoking my roll up. You said you got it, now you gotta show her. Shorty gon' suck me up until it's over. She like a little pretzel, you gon' fold her. She got the 20 inches with the closure, huh? Yeah, 808. No, I don't play no games. I don't say nothing, I don't clear no names. If man's not hot, then man's not safe. If man's get boomed, then I get blamed. I took a perky, I'm out of my brain. I ain't never stepping out of my lane. Man, I did a lot of shit, man, I'm proud of my name.
TMSCSS. Chest shot specialist, wet my chest. BSS. Back shot specialist, broke up the pum pum, leave that wet. That B's in.